This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. Originally, I was going to be talking a lot about the, not a lot, but a little bit more about the Sessions thing. And then, of course, we had the Capitol Hill shooting of the congressman. And we've talked about it already today. But before we get into that, I want to tell you what I was doing. So I was at Ozzie Smith's event for helping kids, and it's PGA sponsored, you know, like you've probably heard of First Tee and things like that. Take my son there, and he had a great time, but unfortunately, and I'm getting back at my buddy Joe Piscopo, Joe didn't show up and needed a Doc Gooden, and my kid was like, he was heartbroken that these guys didn't show up. They show up every year. Joe MCs the event. They asked me to MC it next year. I don't know if I'm going to do it. But anyway, I love hanging out with those guys. Great time. Got to see Rhino Sandberg. They call him Ryan Sandberg. They call him Rhino. That's his nickname. And you know what I love most about those events is when these guys get up there and they tell you why they were successful. And it's such a humbling experience to hear these guys go, I just got out there and did the work. You know, I wasn't worried about getting into the Hall of Fame. I wasn't worried about winning a ring other than I wanted to win for my team. I wanted to do something for my team every single time I hit that field. Ryan Sandberg said the best that he became and what got him into the big leagues was he spent 2 years in Venezuela. And he said, I'm playing up against guys that are big leaguers and they're down there playing ball all year to get better. And he named the people who were, you know, perennial all-stars. And he goes, I'm just waiting on anybody to get hurt or, you know, I was your utility player. And he says, I'm down there just, who's not showing up to the game today? And, okay, third base, second base, outfield, whatever. And he goes, you become so good at learning the game. He says, I played every day when somebody didn't, you know, took a break. And it didn't matter what position. And he goes, but doing that for 2 years with some of the best ball players playing down in Venezuela goes just completely made me the ball player that I am. And he ended up getting drafted by the Philadelphia organization, ends up at the Cubs, has a great career at the Cubs. And he got asked about steroid use and things like this. He says, boy, you know, he goes, I'm glad the game is cleaning itself up, but there was a period there where guys were jacked. He goes, I jacked two home runs in the same game, and it was a huge deal back in whatever time frame he did it, like 89 or something. He says, now there are guys doing that, hitting three home runs two, three times, you know, in a career. I mean, more than that even, in a season. And he's going, it's crazy. But just hearing how, it reminded me of our fight, folks, that every single day you get up and you show up to do whatever it is that you do. But you know what? There's a little bit that you're giving back, that, you know, that you're doing every single day in the cause of freedom, and it's making you stronger and better. And the outcome of it was partially, and I'm going to use the Sessions thing as an example, watching Jeff Sessions testify before this committee. And essentially torch these guys. Put them on notice that you can go out there and do your fake news, but when you start lying about a man's character, shame on you. And these guys, they don't care. They don't care if they lie about you. This government will, how many times have you seen a film where they go, we'll erase your record just like you've never existed. We'll give you, you know, we'll make you a criminal in the eyes of law enforcement and a host of other things. We'll make your life miserable. And they mean it. Sessions was the you guys may not recall, Sessions was the racist that they didn't want to become attorney general. He had guys like John Lewis talking about him as if he were the KKK incarnate. And this is a guy who actually defended black people against the KKK. They made him the devil. Then they make him the biggest Russian conspirator ever. I mean, James Bond needed to come get him. He was so bad. Dr. Evil. Have you looked at Sessions? Have you studied this man? He's nowhere near Dr. Evil. But they make him that way. They got to make you just have an understanding of him. He's an awful person. They don't care who they throw under the bus. The Democrats will throw... The closer you are to them, the more danger you're in. Family, they don't care. I've seen stories about these people. I watched this story about a lady who tried to kill her husband, and she drugged her daughter, and then told the authorities that her daughter was behind it. I watched that story and couldn't believe it. As a parent, you want to save your own skin to the point where you would say, my daughter did it, who she drugged when she tried to burn her, when she killed her husband by burning down the house. It's crazy. I'm just telling you, that's what liberals do. That's what leftists are about. And I watched that hearing with Sessions, and what came out of it was the death spiral of leftism. You're watching it firsthand. People know that Sessions is in no way connected. Well, he was at the Mayflower Hotel and there were Russians there. Really? Maybe he was at the mall and there were Russians there. Did they do a dead drop? You know, what are they? It's to the point of where you can't make it up. It's so silly. I tell people, yeah, I write political humor books. The very first comment out of their mouths is, you got a lot to work with. And they're not talking about Donald Trump. They're talking about the craziness of the left. And they get so crazy that what happens? These guys will do whatever they can to protect themselves. And if it means that they have to go shoot people up like they did in D.C., so be it. Let me ask you, Steve Scalise. Heard his name? If you're a hardcore politico, you may have known he's a majority whip. Most people wouldn't even know. If you did a man on the street, they'd be, who? What? Why would they shoot him? I don't understand. You got people, Shakespeare in the Park, wanting to shoot Donald Trump. Kathy Griffin cutting off his head. And many others. But they'll tell you they're peace lovers. They just want to get along. All we're saying is give peace a chance. Yeah, just so you believe like we do. Folks, we live in a dangerous world because of leftism. And they will do anything. Nobody is safe until we eradicate these morons from politics. I don't mean get them off the face of the earth. I don't care what you do with them, but don't let them in politics because they're not righteous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Any conversation with Russian businessmen or Russian nationals.
Are you aware of
although
any communication?
A lot of people were at the convention. It's conceivable that somebody came up to me.
Sir, I have just a few.
Will you let me qualify? If I don't qualify, you'll accuse me of lying. So I need to be correct as best I can.
I do want you to be honest.
And I'm not able to be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you want to reach us at the program, you can reach us at kjradio.com. Or you can go to, call us. You can go to your phone and you can use your finger and you can dial, 844-551-8255. And it's funny, I keep alluding to this way, this southern way of Jeff Sessions and, you know, this sort of, well, I tried to explain to him that, you know, I could not remember if I was at a cocktail party or if I was over here with this guy and who I met. And of course, it's all reasonable. There's nothing unreasonable. Let me tell you, to think of, and I'm not trying to downplay Sessions as, you know, he could be diabolical and Dr. Evil, but the fact of the matter is he's not. He's a really nice guy. And the left hate that because they want to demonize people. I want you to think about this, how bad this is. That you want to make a man appear to be, when Sessions first was getting appointed as Attorney General, you had people like John Lewis and others trying to claim that this man was a racist. And Jeff Sessions had done more to help blacks, prosecuted members of the Klan and so on in Alabama, than anybody. I mean, there's nothing racist about him, but for the left, they will, you guys, as God is my witness, I have a friend of mine that this exact thing happened to. They will throw you under the bus. They will call you racist. They will accuse you of being pedophiles or whatever. If they didn't like pedophilia, they would accuse you of being pedophiles. If it will ruin your career, they will pin anything on you. So they wanted Sessions to be a racist. Remember, that was the big deal about Sessions. Then, there's been no mention of it since then. Not one iota, I like to use. Not one scintilla. That's what Obama likes to use when he's completely guilty. But in the case of Sessions, not a bit of evidence that he was a racist. Not a bit of evidence leaking him to Russians that any other senator would have gone through. And they want to make him sound like he's working directly with Igor and Natasha. How ridiculous. You would go to those lengths to attempt to ruin a person over what? I'm going to tell you right now, people, the mindset of a group who would destroy your life because it suits their narrative, it suits their nefarious goals, should be scary to you. You had people, you've seen these shows where you bump the wrong person, I'll ruin you. It's like, really? I bumped you. Sorry. But there are people out there like that. And let me tell you something, folks. On the left, when they get that kind of power, that is exactly what they think. Many of us, I will tell you, you think to yourself, look at Donald Trump and all the people who didn't believe he could make it and were targeting him and targeting his family. And Rosie O'Donnell is an example. Donald Trump's now the most powerful man in the free world. If Donald Trump whispered, I want Rosie gone, and just said, you know what, I just don't like her, and just left it at that, and one of the sin eaters in government takes that as, I know what to do, Rosie O'Donnell would be gone. Rosie O'Donnell has criticized Donald Trump's child. Let me put it a different way so I can take Trump out of it. If I were president of the United States, I would have a list of people that lied about me, that did. I just think that were just horrible people that either impacted me or people that I know. And I'm just going to say it this way. Those people would miraculously disappear. And you'd go, wow, it was horrible what happened to, blankety blank. And I go, it really is. Wow. And you would never be able to point the finger back at me. So what I'm getting at here is this. Donald Trump could be vindictive, but he's not being vindictive. And good for him. And, because he has the power. By the way, as a billionaire, he has that power. If he were vindictive, there have been many people that he's been in spats with that would be gone. They'd be dispatched. Let me tell you this. The Clintons have a lot less money than Donald Trump, and there's a lot of bodies in the wake of the Clintons. So imagine what they would have done, what she would have done had she been president. All I'm getting at, folks, is this man shows an amazing temperament. Because you get up there, and you find out there are people that will ruin you for their... Look, I'll put it to you this way. I would never ruin somebody to suit a false narrative or even a real narrative. I could, if I tell you this is the way it is and it is that way and you don't believe it, I'm not going to, you don't think the way I do? I'll ruin you. But the left have ruined good people. They've tried to, and in many cases, they've been highly successful. They will absolutely do everything they can to destroy you. And I think that's such a sick pathology. That's the way you think. Hillary Clinton and her team wanted to ruin Donald Trump. They didn't want to just beat him. They wanted him to lose his businesses. They wanted him to lose his family. They wanted his friends to abandon him. How many people do you believe that now hate Donald Trump? Had no animus towards this man at all before he became a candidate for president. The Democratic Party wants to destroy the people that are on our side. And they want to destroy you for being supportive of them. And that's the only way they win. They win through utter destruction. Look, I there are people that like Hillary Clinton and they voted for Hillary Clinton. Let me ask you, do you spend any time going, oh man, I'd like to get even with those Hillary Clinton voters. They are so, I'll talk smack about them because they deserve it. They're idiots. But I don't spend a moment's worth of time. Well, that's not totally true. When I see them, a bumper sticker of I love Hillary on a smart car, I do want to give them a little bit of a bump. But outside of that, I don't think anything about those morons. I pass by people with Bernie signs on, and I just look at them and smile like, didn't win, did he? You know, he's a turncoat. He's rich, and you're not, because they're usually driving some piece of crap car that, you know, and Bernie's got, he's in his $80,000 Audi. I just want them to understand the difference between, you know, Bernie's life and their life. But I'll chuckle at them, but I don't, you know, want to run them off the road. So, but these people, if you had, how many Trump stickers do you think you see in the city? Or, you know these folks, what they're capable of. I see a Hillary sign at somebody's house, or a Bernie sign, or stupid terrorist Black Lives Matter sign. I don't want to go do anything crazy, though, so I just shake my head and say, man, y'all idiots, but I drive on. They see a Trump sign in your yard in the city or in your car is likely to be vandalized. Your home is likely to be vandalized, because that's what these people do. Make no mistake about it, these liberals are vile creatures.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Chance the Rapper. I don't know who he, if you know who he is, but he's doing commercials and stuff like that. And he's obviously a rapper. And he has decided to slam Donald Trump because of problems that are occurring in our inner city, specifically Chicago. Now, if you're going, what? What's he talking about? Donald Trump, number one, doesn't live in Chicago. Probably has a few holdings there. I know he does, in fact. But he doesn't live there. He's not the mayor. He's not the president. He doesn't work on the city council. He's never been a cop in Chicago. The congressman, nothing. Chicago, as we all know, has had problems for decades. Specifically, in black neighborhoods. Check each Monday, and you can get the report on the number of people shot and killed over the weekend in Chicago, like clockwork. I don't know that there's any other city who keeps up with their weekend dead and weekend shootings better than Chicago. Seriously, New York, you can, roughly 3 people, whatever, I don't know. But Chicago, I know exactly where to go. There's a website dedicated to it, and they write it up, and you always hear the same thing, south and east side. It's rare that you'll hear, on this side of Chicago, something happened. You know, it's like, somebody, got ran off the road or something over on the west side or something. But on the east and the south side of Chicago, always. The carnage, when you hear about it, it reminds you of a war zone. And for blacks, that is exactly what Chicago represents, a war zone. Spike Lee, having trouble thinking names, Spike Lee called this movie Chirac because more black people have been killed under Obama's watch and in Chicago than the entire war in Afghanistan and practically in the Middle East over the past few years. More black people are killed in America in cities like Chicago, like Chirac, than in war zones. It's been this way for decades. But you can bet the election of Obama was supposed to remedy all that. Black people rejoiced in their newfound savior. White leftists thought utopia had finally been realized. But in 8 years as president, Obama accomplished nothing to help his adoptive city. But that didn't stop Chance the Rapper, a diehard Obama fan, from blaming the problems of Chicago on, of all people, President Trump. He appeared on The View, and he joined these all-too-ready leftist morons on that program. Bash Trump, leftist morons, so that he could say it was a Trump issue. Chance opined that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about when he says black cities have gotten nothing in return for voting Democrat, especially his hometown of Chicago. That's what this man had the nerve to say. Completely freely admit that everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I listen to these Holly weirdos and these entertainers, and I say to myself, where do you come off? He's in front of dozens of people who watch The View, and he says to that audience, the Democrats aren't the problem in Chicago. Well, then what is? I mean, if you go to talk about black-on-black crime, oh, there you go. What is the problem in Chicago? I would love, show me where conservatism, what, are there too many churches in Chicago? Too many Republicans in Chicago? Too many people hailing, you know, themselves as conservatives, the paradigms of virtue in Chicago? What is it? Show me, where does Donald Trump fit in? Anyway, he says this, it's a result of a lot of things. When he said, they saw a 58% increase in gun violence in 2016. He says, we have an underfunded public school system. We have over-policed neighborhoods. Terrible relations between the communities and the officers. So, of all those problems, let's revisit them. Underfunded public school system. When you chase, how's that done? Because Chicago is building big, massive buildings. I'm telling you, it is one gorgeous city. But you go outside of the city limits of Chicago, which, by the way, there's a lot of crime in Chicago. But you go into the east side and the south side, they got the worst schools. What education system? If there's no funding getting to it, whose fault is it? Who lives in Chicago? How does that city vote? That city votes overwhelmingly Democrat. You can't find a Republican in sight. He says they have over-policed neighborhoods. What? Versus under-policed? Who decides where the police go? Donald Trump? Who does it? The mayor of Chicago runs the police. Why aren't you blaming him? Then finally he says they need better relationships between communities and police officers. What? Over-policing? Is that? Let me tell you something. If you walk into a store, can you be over-served? I visited a buddy of mine who lives in a state where they've got, it's a resort. And I tell this story a little bit. And he's a very wealthy man. But I go to this resort and I'm looking around. I've never been there. And I'm like, hey, and they know I'm a newbie, but I got through security, so they figure I'm somebody. So I pulled my little rental car up there by all the Teslas and the Ferraris and the big cars and all that. And I'm just kind of looking around, and the guys are very helpful. Sir, how may we help you, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, I'm looking for, boom, and I lay the name on them, and they go from nice and cordial to super service. Sir, can we get your golf clubs? Sir, would you like us to shine your golf shoes? I'm not lying to you when they told me would I like them to shine my golf shoes. I mean, these are a bunch of, white guys talking about shining my shoes. Of course I want you to shine my shoes. I'm kidding. But they did ask me that. Would you like us to take care of your golf shoes? Yes. So, boom, get everything out. We'll have your stuff waiting by this particular person's, you know, a locker. Everything will be ready to go. Anything you need, you let us know. By the way, I believe he's in the lunchroom. We'll take you there. I have five people following me doing one thing or another. Here are the keys of the car. We'll valet. We'll do this, that, and the other. Ba, 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 ba. And you know what? I didn't go, I'm being overserved here. What is this place? Is it racist? You're overserving me right now. My name is Farrakhan. I do not want to be served by the white man. I can serve myself. This brother can serve himself. I will get my own shoes. I will shine my shoes. How do I know what you will shine my shoes with? You may shine my shoes with something that would eradicate my feet. I don't know what. Chance the Rapper, come on. Seriously, you're going to blame the problems of Chicago on Donald Trump? Every problem that moron discussed is a problem caused by leftists. The very people who run that city for decades and who have run, really, the state of Illinois by way of Chicago for decades. Browner may be the governor of Chicago, but he's got of Illinois, but he's got a real... Mary Rahm Emanuel is just as powerful as the governor. It's like New York. No, who cares about the governor of New York? The only thing that matters in New York is New York City. So that's why Bloomberg is probably more well-known than Cuomo. De Blasio is more well-known than Cuomo, the governor of New York. This Chance the Rapper, the moron, the fool, validated exactly what then-candidate Trump said about, you know, how leftists just don't care. How they've taken these cities, they've essentially, I call them urban indoctrination centers, and they don't want people to really learn what's going on. Every problem that blacks are experiencing in Chicago were done by Democrats. Spike Lee knows it. He made a movie about it. The Chicago Tribune, they discussed a study that said, curbing criminal behavior. University of Chicago Crime Lab found a 43% reduction in violent crime arrests for youths who secured 8-week-long summer jobs, part-time jobs. And he says the positive effect lasted 18 months after the program ended. But how many jobs did Obama create in Chicago? Maybe he's too focused on gays and Muslims. It's not like the chancellor, Chance the Rapper, had any access to the Democratic civic leaders. He had access to Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama, and he made no changes in Chicago. But he blames Trump.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
touch.
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't believe the hype, people.
the leftists are the reason we have all the violence that we have. It doesn't matter what the implement is, the tool, if you will, a gun, a machete, a suicide vest, a truck, a plane. It doesn't matter. Leftists are the problem, not the implement. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call the show. So leftists immediately come out and tell us, oh, it was the gun. Oh, it was the pig. It was whatever. It doesn't matter what's used. It is the leftist's fault. Period. Terry McAuliffe, we lose 93 million people a day to gun violence. Here's the irony of that comment. Before I even go into the number, 93 million people. In a country of 325 million, in less than 3.5 days, we would be wiped out. But Terry McAuliffe says we lose 93 million people. And then he says, no, I take it back. It's 93 people a day. Oh, well, that's quite a few zeros, Terry, that you missed. And here's what's interesting to me. So let's just take this Capitol Hill shooter in and of itself, okay? He killed no one that we know of right now. People may die, but right now he didn't kill anybody. But he shot people. Their lives have changed. But let me tell you what happened. He got shot, and I don't know how many people were at this game. In a softball game, you need at least 9 people. And you figure there might have been a couple of stragglers. So maybe they were fielding a team of 12. And the guy ends up shooting 5 people, including a Capitol Hill police officer. So here's the question. How many people did the guns that the Capitol Hill cops use save? I'm just curious. Because from my vantage point, I say 12. Somewhere between 10 and 15 people had their lives spared because somebody was there with a gun. And you want to know how fortunate the Capitol Hill, the Republicans were who were playing softball, baseball? You want to know how fortunate they were? They were fortunate to be with Scalise. Because Scalise had Capitol Hill police protection. If they had been with somebody less, they'd be dead. Now, there's never going to be a statistic that the government's going to give you that says, hey, look, one guy tried to kill 10 to 15 people unsuccessfully. Gun stops that violence. How many times do you hear of a story where the guy who was going to kill somebody ends up getting killed himself, and the person who's saved, they go, okay, gun violence, gun used to save person, it negates it. Does that ever happen? Is there somebody keeping score for the number of times somebody wanted to rob somebody and then a gun got pulled out and, uh-oh, no harm, no foul, and they back away? I don't know that I've ever seen that statistic. But here's what I'll tell you. Guns prevent more violence than all the gun violence you want to give. I don't care if it is 93 million people a day, Terry McAuliffe. Guns prevent thousands of acts of potential violence every single day. Not thousands, but hundreds every single day. Let me tell you, how many people in Texas do you think somebody goes, ooh, I'd like to rob that such and such, but he's probably armed. I don't know how many, but I guarantee you there's a lot. In Missouri, you have conceal and carry. That law has saved more lives than all the cops combined. The thought, the threat of you having a gun. So these people come out sanctimonious. The gun violence, it's crazy out there, man. What are you going to do? Oh, lordy, lordy. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. The fact that there are people packing, you're welcome. The people who are packing should just say to the people that are afraid of guns, you're welcome. Because the people who are packing are the ones who everybody's afraid of. They don't know what those folks are going to do. And that's the most dangerous. The threat of that is what keeps most of you suckers safe. The gun control nuts, they're just as stupid as the climate change people.
oh man, weather's going to impact us. Weather. Guns kill. I've never in my life seen a gun kill. Not one time. I've never heard of a gun killing. Not once. I've heard of negligent people getting people killed with guns, like their children. I've heard of that. I've heard of criminals, mostly leftists, using guns to kill. But in my entire existence and in all of my study of guns, I've never heard of a weapon just jumping out of its chair or out of its gun case and shooting somebody dead. And if you, oh, Kevin, one time this rifle, it fell down, it hit the concrete, the bullet went off and ricocheted and hit a dude in the eyeball. Well, it shouldn't have been loaded. The gun isn't going to do a doggone thing. So don't talk to me about, oh, the gun. And Terry McAuliffe gets on a press conference with law enforcement after this horrendous shooting, talking about 93 million people a day killed. You know, 93 million people a day are killed. 93 people a day are killed, and I don't even know if I believe that stat. But I'll tell you this, if 93 people a day are killed, I bet you 500 people a day are saved. It's just crazy. At a time when we should be focusing on the victims, their families, these guys are talking gun control. Four Republicans lie in hospital beds from their wounds, and ironically from a Bernie Sanders supporter who shot him. Why is this lunatic targeting Republicans when it was Democrats who stole the election from Bernie? And it goes to show you just how good the Democrats are, people, of transferring the blame. Hey, you know what? I'm not saying anything, but did you check those WikiLeaks things out? I think those doggone Republicans are out to get Bernie. What'd you say? You said those Republicans are out to get Bernie? Well, I'll take care of them. They got a baseball game today, don't they? Well, they won't be playing. There you go. And he walks off. Yeah, why isn't McAuliffe asking for a ban on Sanders supporters or leftists in general? That's what I call for. The most violent people in the world. Y'all hear me talking about this all the time. And I get vindicated. Not even vindicated. I get validation every single day. I don't even worry about being vindicated. I don't need to be on the defensive. That's what these suckers do. They go out there, they kill people, they maim people, they rape, they pillage, they do it all. And they'll give you a reason. Oh man, leftists got plenty of reasons. Oh man, my dad, he's a bad daddy, man. My dad been a better daddy. Man, I wouldn't have raped that girl. I wouldn't have killed that dude. I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have hit that grandmother over the head. Take her purse. Take her money. Take her wallet. Take her car. Instead of talking about guns, McAuliffe should be banning his own peeps. You make a weapon illegal, and you can bet the leftists will have that banned weapon in massive supply. The black market loves when leftists ban stuff. They live for the day. In fact, it wouldn't shock me to learn that McAuliffe probably is a big investor. He's got underground guns in a minute. We need to ban guns. And they ban them. And then McAuliffe makes a phone call, puts in his pen, you know, the equivalent of GUN, or GUN grab or something, gun grab. And the criminals get him out on the street. Get your gun, man. But what's it cost? $600. Man, it was $300 two days ago at the gun store. Can you get them? Can you get them at the gun store? Yeah, you can't get them no more, can you, homeboy? Yeah, and then McAuliffe said this. It's not just about politicians. We worry about our citizens. Does he really? Take the biggest cities in America and tell me that the Democrats are concerned about their citizens.
It's not just the politicians, man.
And then some reporter says, why are you bringing up gun control? People are going to criticize that you're bringing it up. And he reported this statistic, and he said, 93 million people a day get killed. And then they heckled him. 93 million people, are you an idiot? Oh, I mean 93 individuals a day. And somebody should have heckled him and said, well, hey, just out of curiosity, governor, how many
people the gun save every day? Because I would have heckled him. So different people have gotten on to this man. By the way, he's a crook. He's under investigation. He may end up in the Hooskow. He helped Hillary Clinton, bunch of cheaters. I hope they all go to prison. Short break.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.